Creator of Disney's Acolyte says it's really reductive to call all female witch coven lesbians just because they make babies together. By Simon Kent on June 23, 2024. Leslie Headland, creator of the new Disney Plus series The Acolyte, says it's really reductive to label an all-female witch coven as lesbians and urges viewers to pay more attention to the story. In an interview with reporter Brian Davids for The Hollywood Reporter, Headland, former personal assistant to Harvey Weinstein, says she is proud to inspire LGBTQ+ fans but says critics are seeing queer, with a capital Q, content where she did not intend it. The showrunner said a viral video of a journalist asking her if The Acolyte is arguably the gayest Star Wars by a considerable margin has been blown out of proportion. I was surprised by the question. Amandla Stenberg, the non-binary series star, and I just burst out laughing because that's our knee-jerk reaction to being asked that. But to be honest, I don't know what the term gay means in that sense, Headland told the outlet, adding, I don't believe that I've created queer, with a capital Q, content. The Hollywood Reporter article concedes that Stenberg's dual-role characters have two mothers and no father. Perhaps the most queer-adjacent story point is that the 24-year-old Anicia twins were born to two moms, Mother Anicia, Jodie Turner-Smith, and Mother Coral, Margarita LaViva, whom plenty of internet commentators are calling a lesbian couple. The two led an exiled coven of witches on the planet of Brendik, where they practiced their own interpretation of the Force, known as the Thread. It's eventually implied, not confirmed, that Anicia used her brand of Force powers to impregnate Coral with the twins. But for Headland, their relationship is more circumstantial. Headland, however, claims the two mothers are not exactly a romantic couple. They're in a matriarchal society. As a gay woman, I knew it would read that their sexuality is queer, but there also aren't any men in their community, she explains. So a closeness between the two of them would be natural. It seemed plot-driven. She adds, I would say it's really reductive to call them lesbians. I think it means you're not really paying attention to this story. The Acolyte, which began streaming at the beginning of the month, is the latest Disney Star Wars series that prioritizes female heroines and other diverse casting choices. As Breitbart News reported, Disney cast gender non-binary actress Amanda Steinberg in the lead role, while also casting male-to-female transgender YouTube personality Abigail Thorne in a supporting part. The show's emphasis on identity politics has led some critics to dub it the Wokealite. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.